Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams Wednesday after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges that for now remain sealed.
If I'm charged, I know I am innocent. I will request an immediate trial so the New Yorkers can hear the truth.
Adams expected in court next week. Hurricane Helene, well south of Tampa, is a Category 1 storm blowing at 85 miles an hour, but is expected to intensify rapidly into perhaps a Category 4 by the time it makes landfall in Florida's Big Bend region Thursday night. Alan Thompson pleaded guilty in Raleigh, North Carolina, to improperly storing a handgun that, say authorities, was found on his then 15-year-old son, Austin, after a mass shooting in 2022 that left five people dead. The judge sentenced the elder Thompson to 45 days, suspended. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors made good on their promise to bring additional charges against the accused would-be assassin of Trump.
A new federal grand jury indictment now charges Ryan Ruth with attempted assassination of a presidential candidate. It carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. By random chance, the case has been assigned to Judge Eileen Cannon, the same judge who had been presiding over Trump's classified documents case until she dismissed it on constitutional grounds back in July. The same Justice Department that's appealing her ruling in that case is now pursuing the attempted assassination charge against Ruth.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Death by misadventure at Devil's Tower. Steward Philip Porter of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, died Sunday while rappelling down the geological formation in Wyoming, leaving his unharmed partner stranded with a rope, without a rope until rescuers got there. Porter's was the seventh climbing fatality in the 118-year history of the National Monument. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings, so don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An arrest this week in a long unsolved murder investigation in the La Crosse area. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Officials said 60-year-old Michael Pop of Toma is being held on a $1 million bail as the lone suspect in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. According to court documents, a DNA sample taken last year from Pop matches a sample that was collected during the 1985 autopsy. Dalloway was a 24-year-old UW La Crosse student who was found dead in Vernon County 4 days after going missing in 1985. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A recent school shooting in Georgia appears to be inspiring a rash of school threats. The Attorney General's office says more than 130 school threats have been reported in 28 Wisconsin school districts in just 2 weeks. The state runs a Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report an anonymous tip about a concerning comment or post. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. people can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds in the overnight. A little patchy fog forming later on. Temperatures dropping to the mid-40s. After the morning fog, look for tons of sunshine across the area. A light breeze and highs in the upper 70s. It's 50 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Everybody join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Source of information a person is getting. Trump projects his own bad behavior onto his opponents, so he misdirects people's attention. But the critical thing is if people would just unplug for a week or two and interact.
They called it blood libel, what the Germans were doing against the Jews, claiming that they were using the blood of Christian children to make their matzah. We've got a new blood libel now here in the United States. J.D. Vance and Donald Trump lying through their teeth, arguing that black Haitian immigrants to the United States, legal immigrants with green cards in this little town in Ohio, are eating pets. This is another libel that goes way back. In the 1890s, people were claiming German and Dutch immigrants were eating pets. Then they claimed in the 1880s, and actually, as recently as last year, a restaurant got shut down in California because of claims that they were serving pets. They weren't. It was an Asian restaurant. This is just evil stuff. These lies and spreading this kind of hate. And this is now the strategy that the Republicans are using. There's a whole article about it at HartmanReport.com. Hate as a political weapon. Check it out. The non-Christian immigrants. This isn't just about necessarily race. I mean, you look at the history of Northern Ireland versus Ireland, and you can see it can be about a religion too, or about national origin. I mean, the Orangemen, the people of Northern Ireland. You've got basically this battle between the indigenous loyalist Catholic or the indigenous Catholics and those who are the loyalists who are still descendant of British overlords and still loyal to Great Britain. And they're willing to kill each other over it. So, this tribalism is like deeply baked into us. And so I lay out all that premise by way of saying that whenever any other country points to the United States and says, oh, we have a race problem because of you or because of America, I think we need to view it skeptically. This is on the one hand, a human nature problem, and on the other hand, an all of society problem. But now the minister, Angela, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I'm guessing Angela, actually, in England. Angela Eagle is the British minister in charge of irregular migration. It would be like, you know, what you would call illegal immigration here in the United States. She said that Donald Trump has helped create, quote, vitriol against migrants through social media, and that that is what is cranking up the anti-immigrant hate and racist and just naked racist.
So it's like almost like now I'm going to get even with the people that applauded my father's killing. But it's, and of course, he spoke to his wife, Mary, who spoke to him just before she committed suicide. And he was blamed by the tabloids forcing her, you know, pushing her into suicide. This is cruel, cruel, terrible stuff. And so I understand why someone could be psychologically messed up. But as my partner said to me, you got to stay away from him now because he's going to blow up and you're going to be standing next to him when he goes, does his crazy thing. And then we communicated over. He did successfully taking on Big Pharma and getting mercury out of the MMR vaccine. But unfortunately, they went after him personally. The result was, Tom, that he has this like contrarian streak. So, look, I agree with him. I don't buy much from Big Pharma. I don't buy much from what our government says. Yeah. But you have to give me the proof.
Yeah. No, he sent me a copy of his book. And
there's no proof.
And
he doesn't have
reached out to me
crazy
and asked me to
stuff.
Read it. And I did. And I told him, I'm sorry, I can't endorse this.
No. So what's happened is that he is so skeptical of things that he will buy conspiracy theories of the worst order, like that his father was not killed by Sirhan Sirhan.
Yeah.
It's because of his contrarianism and his psychological condition. But the problem is he doesn't know where he is. Sometimes he's completely lost. It's like when I started talking to him, it was like talking to a 92-year-old in a nursing home. And that's when my partner just said, look, we cannot associate. And the only reason I feel terrible about talking about a friend's mental condition,
frankly,
but he's
racism.
Trying to bend the United States
presidential
election.
And then on top of
election.
That, you've got this Republican
that is
ideology
Bobby
that the more money you throw
help.
At business and billionaires,
don't,
the better society
America.
Gets for some
for your condition,
reason
which
that
really
can quite
needs
explain.
Some serious help.
And
yeah.
So, you know, we've
yeah,
got these
I totally
CEOs
get it. I totally get it. And it's real unfortunate.
It's terrible.
I mean, you know, he's had a rough life, but that doesn't mean that he has to try and take down his country. This endorsement of Trump is just beyond the pale, frankly. I believe pretty much every member of his immediate family has repudiated his position.
Well, it's the final straw. It's not only the anti-vax stuff. People accuse him of being a conspiracy nut. The problem is that he is adopting. He's was right about several things we wrote about, vote suppression. And that Kerry really won the election in 2005 if they didn't disqualify all these black votes. But he made up all these stories about, you know, computers flipping names and all this stuff that Donald Trump ultimately picked up.
Yeah.
We don't need. There's enough bad stuff going on out there right now.
Right.
Our governments do lie to us. Big Pharma does lie to us. Corporations lie to us and manipulate our system. But we don't have to make up wacky stories.
Yeah.
To get to that truth.
No,
Bobby,
I,
please get some help and don't take out your mental problems on America. It's a sad, it's horrible that I have to even say this, but
no,
I've been biting
my
tongue.
I'm with you. Greg, if I could change, we've kind of trounced this one. If we could change the topic just a little bit. You have been the guy on the vote stealing and voter intimidation beat, as it were, forever. And the New York Times is reporting that Lydia Martinez, a retired educator who lives in San Antonio, at 6 a.m., police came to her house, and I don't know if they kicked in her door, but they're apparently doing that in Texas right now. She had complained publicly. She's a member of LULAC, you know, the Hispanic group
Hispanic
down in Texas.
Organization, yes.
Right. She had complained publicly that she was not being sent mail-in ballots, and they raided her house.
And she called up, and we just had at the top of the last hour, we had the director of the Texas LULAC on the program, and he said that he had called her up in tears and said, I can't afford to hire a lawyer to defend myself. And this is an attempt to intimidate Latinos in Texas into not voting. Now, I know a couple of years ago when Ron DeSantis was running for re-election, correct me if I'm wrong on this, he arrested a whole bunch of black people and had them paraded in front of the cameras in chains for, quote, illegally voting. And my recollection, Greg, is that as a consequence of that, in that next election, almost a million black people fewer black people voted than in the previous election.
That's right. And it's very important to know that no one was convicted of illegal voting. They haven't found I only have three cases of illegal voting in Florida in the past decade. And they're three Republicans, by the way.
Right.
But so, it doesn't happen. So here's
so
here's
this is
the,
now
the
going
thing.
On
like,
in Texas.
We are now.
Is this going to go
national?
Please
give me that woman's number. I'm going to call Rodney Ellis, who's the commissioner. He's in our new film, Vigilantes, Inc.
Right.
America's new vote suppression hitmen, which will be premiered in Los Angeles September 8th, hosted by the extraordinary Tom Hartman. Will be released for general release on September 13. But Rodney Ellis, the who runs Houston, is in that film. He's a great lawyer,
yeah.
And he is fighting like crazy these violent attempts to stop people from voting.
Yeah, Ken Paxton, they're kicking in doors all over Texas now,
yes,
apparently. Right
kicking
now,
in doors, let me tell you. He was accused of forging 750,000 ballots, which is, I said, at 8 seconds each, that's about 200 years. But anyway, he supposedly forged these ballots. Supposedly, he was accused by Republicans of putting these stolen ballots into an air conditioning repairman's truck. These right-wing vigilantes who are hired by this billionaire, it's not just nutcases, you're talking big money, this billionaire hired these detectives. They ran the guy with the air conditioning truck off the road, almost killed him, pulled him out of his truck with a gun, loaded gun to his head, and said, give us those stolen ballots. He goes to the back of the truck, afraid they're going to put a bullet in his head. He opens it up, and there's nothing but air conditioning parts in the back.
Right.
Thank God the Houston police showed up at that moment. Right. But this is the type of horrific, violent intimidation. And Commissioner Ellis, I'm sure, will be happy to work with the LULAC people in coming back and getting their votes. We saw this in Georgia. We saw this in Arizona. We're seeing this in Wisconsin and even in Michigan. This is real serious stuff. So go to gregpalace.com. And as of today, you can sign up to get your free copy of our film, which will come out. You'll get it when it's in general release in 3 weeks.
That's very cool. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to coming down to Los Angeles and hanging out with you on that. The story is at the top of Raw Story right now. It's titled Texas Officers Raid House of 87-Year-Old Woman Who Complained About Poor Ballot Access. And then there's a link in that article to the New York Times piece today. I really hope that Ken Paxton does not get away with this. This guy has slipped away from so many, he's been accused of so many crimes.
Yeah, he's a guy. He's
still the attorney general.
He's the attorney general, which is amazing. He was impeached, but they couldn't remove it. But we do have him in our film saying, right, he stopped. Ken Paxton, as attorney general, this Republican, crazy partisan attorney general, who's committed several crimes, no question that he's been bribed and committed bribery. And I don't say that lightly. But he also said he blocked Houston. He blocked our guy from our film, Rodney Ellis. He blocked Houston from sending out 2.5 million ballots during COVID so people wouldn't have to get in line and die to vote. Send out 2.5, they were mailing out 2.5 million ballots. Ken Paxton stopped the mailing out of ballots during COVID.
Right. This is how Republicans hang on to power.
Said, and this is a quote, if we hadn't stopped those ballots, Donald Trump would not have been elected. He would have lost Texas.
Wow. I mean, wow.
Hang on just a second. Basically,
this is the Tom Hartman program.
Greg, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but you can read all about it at gregpalace.com. Greg, thanks a lot for dropping by.
You're the best, Tom. Thank you.
Good talking with you. I'll see you in a week or two.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. That's 888-675-4090.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox.
There you go. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. A former FBI informant, Joe Moore, has written a new book about, it's called White Robes and Broken Badges. And it's about how the Klan has been recruiting law enforcement for years. I mean, probably for over a century. He infiltrated the Klan down in Florida over a decade-long period in the 2010s. He lived near Gainesville. He became the Grand Nighthawk in that local Klan group. He was the Klan security official. He disrupted a plot by three Klansmen who were prison guards to murder a black former inmate. He brought down two major Klan figures on behalf of the FBI, Grand Dragon Jamie Ward and Exalted Cyclops Charles Newcomb. He writes, in my first tour inside the Klan, the nation's first domestic terrorist group founded more than 150 years ago, I foiled a plot to assassinate then-candidate Barack Obama, only to witness the Klan use his election as a rallying cry and recruiting tool that ignited a firestorm within the white nationalist right. And, you know, spot on. You know, I recall that well. He says, after serving in foreign authoritarian countries, nothing I witnessed in them scares me as much as what we're facing at home now. Should we be afraid? With the 2024 election looming and democracy itself on the ballot, the answer is yes, we should be very afraid. The foreword of the book, this isn't just some crackpot guy. Jamie Raskin wrote the foreword of this book. And he writes that Moore, quote, shows how the Klan remains a critical entry point and organizing force for violent white nationalism in America. He tried to tell Florida law enforcement about the Klan's infiltration of state police and local police departments, and the DeSantis administration had no interest in this. In fact, state officials came out and said there was no information that the issue was any more broad than one case. He said, but I have a list of officers who were active members and actively recruiting other people and sending active Klan members into the law enforcement hiring process as well. But Ron DeSantis didn't want to hear it. After all, there have been Klan members who have shown up at DeSantis rallies, right? He thinks that about one-third of all Klan members are also members of other right-wing organizations as well. Scary stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And also, about 20% of those arrested during the January 6th Capitol attack are believed to have some relationship to U.S. law enforcement. Grim stuff.
It's Tom Hartman University Book Club. Today we're reading from The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. This is toward the very end.
Every device we use is
transforming culture through
politics. A simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online.
Tax cuts
no one else has anything like it.
For the rich,
so choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need. And Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today. and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your time.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength. In my spirit.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams Wednesday after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges that for now remain sealed.
If I'm charged, I know I am innocent. I will request an immediate trial so the New Yorkers can hear the truth.
Adams expected in court next week. Hurricane Helene, well south of Tampa, is a Category 1 storm blowing at 85 miles an hour, but is expected to intensify rapidly into perhaps a Category 4 by the time it makes landfall in Florida's Big Bend region Thursday night. Alan Thompson pleaded guilty in Raleigh, North Carolina, to improperly storing a handgun that, say authorities, was found on his then 15-year-old son, Austin, after a mass shooting in 2022 that left five people dead. The judge sentenced the elder Thompson to 45 days, suspended. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wausau are protesting Mayor Doug Dinney after he moved an absentee ballot box over the weekend. Brentley Merlot reports.
City residents gathered in front of City Hall on Tuesday night. Activist Nancy Stenzel says Dinney was wrong to handle the box regardless of the reason.
Nobody has ran off with the payment box yet. Nobody has ran off with the mailbox yet. So nobody's probably going to run off with that darn ballot box either.
The only person who can dictate where the ballot box goes at any given time is City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Kurter Burgers are coming back to Culver's. The burger with the big fried cheese curd on top returns for a limited time on October 1st. It started as an April Fool's joke years ago. Customers liked the idea so much, the restaurant decided to offer to make them for real. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Benny Affleck and Jenny Lopez.